Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And if there is one industry that has been hit very, very hard in the United States, even on this day of very dramatic stock market increases, that industry has been the restaurant industry. The President of the United States was sitting around a table, I believe in the Roosevelt Room of the White House. He was meeting with restaurant executives together with Vice President Pence. And he is now taking questions from the press. Let's go to the President of the United States alive.
Inspector General, I would have suggested, and I did suggest in pretty much all cases, you get rid of the attorney generals because it happens to be very political, whether you like it or not. And many of these people were Obama appointments. And so I just got rid of them.
And you've got some criticism from Democrats in Congress who are saying this is a pattern of you trying to avoid having accountability.
And if I didn't fire them, they would have criticized me, too. They'd criticize no matter what you do, you know. If you have too many ventilators, they'll say, gee, he has too many ventilators. If you don't have enough, they'll say he doesn't have enough. No matter what you do, between that and their partner, the fake news media, they'll find something. Now, I don't know the gentleman. I was happy to do it. Mike requested that I do it. He should have done it a long time ago, in my opinion. He's an Obama appointment, and he had some difficulty. But I just don't know who he is. I don't know. I never heard his name.
Do you believe there is a role for inspector generals to keep an administration like yours or anyone else's accountable?
Sure, but I think they have to be fair. And I think it's a death wish when you, and I told my people, I said, I think you should, you know, study your situation, but let us know. I think we've been treated very unfairly by inspector generals. I can go into instances, but I'm not going to do it now. But the inspector generals, when they're put in by Obama, just like it could be that if they were put in by me and it was somebody else's administration, especially the other party, it could very well be that you'd be treated unfairly. But we've had a lot of cases where we thought that was unfair. They asked me to do that. I think the big thing is that they should have asked me to do it a long time ago.
You said you don't know him, sir. What was he doing that was treating you unfairly?
I don't know. I don't know anything about him. I don't know. I don't know anything about him other than the State Department and Mike in particular. I guess they weren't happy with the job he's doing or something. So because it's my right to do it, I said, sure, I'll do it. I've gotten rid of a lot of inspector generals. Every president has. I think every president has gotten rid of probably more than I have. A lot of our people kept the Obama inspector general. And I think generally speaking, that's not a good thing to do, but they've kept him. But I told them for 3 years, I said, anybody wants to get rid of their inspector generals because they were appointed by President Obama, I think you should do so. Some of them didn't, but now they're doing, a couple of them are doing it now. Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. President, isn't there at least an appearance of a conflict of interest that Secretary Pompeo is asking you to fire an inspector general?
That I can't tell you. I don't think so. I think maybe he thinks he's being treated unfairly. Again, he wanted to... He asked me if that would be possible. I said, I'll do that, sure. I think it should have been done a long time ago, frankly. And this is a man that has had some controversy, this inspector general. But so, again, I don't know anything. I haven't even read much about him. I see that it's a little bit of a story, not much of a story, because everybody agrees that I have the absolute right to fire the inspector generals. I think they should have done it a long time ago. Yes, please.
Mr. President, some of these executives today told you they expect the recovery to be a little bumpy, could take a little while. Are you forecasting a faster bounce back?
I think they're forecasting a very fast bounce back. I mean, I see great optimism. These are big restaurant people that are really up on the business. They're very successful. They've been very successful. They'll be, I think, even more successful again, especially if we get deductibility. And no, I really enjoyed this. This was a long meeting for me. You know, normally I wouldn't stay at a meeting this long, Tillman, but I liked hearing about your great basketball team. I didn't know those guys got paid 40. I thought they'd made 25. That's interesting.
For the record, my casino in Louisiana opened up today, and it opened up extremely, extremely busy in Louisiana.
Good.
So that's good to know that people are coming out. So
that's great. What you do works. You know, I've watched you for a long time, and what you do works. We're very proud of you.
I appreciate it.
Great job.
Sir, you sounded genuinely surprised about this PPP extension proposal.
Why was I surprised? You mean that they'd ask for it? Why would I be surprised?
You sound surprised that they preferred that over the...
Surprised that's all they asked for, actually. I know too many of these people. I'm surprised that's all they asked for. No, I think what they're asking for is very reasonable, Steve. You know? I mean, we're going to have to go and get it approved. And again, we've saved and we'll continue to save the restaurant business. And ultimately, we'll be paid back many, many times because they pay a lot of taxes. You know, and they create tremendous numbers of jobs. Think of that, you know, 650,000 restaurants. Who would think that's even possible?
You made a final decision to fully defund the our contribution to the WHO going forward.
Well, I have a concept because we paid 450,000 and somebody came out because we have different ideas. One was that, I could ask these brilliant people. So we help fund the World Health Organization. We use it like everyone else does. They gave us a lot of very bad advice, terrible advice. They were wrong so much, always on the side of China.
I think he meant
China paid $40 million last year. And we've been paying $450 million a year for many years. Somehow that doesn't work out too well. So I was thinking about bringing our 450 down to 40. And some people thought that was too much. So we're going to make a decision fairly soon. But I think it's very unfair when we're paying 450. For many, many years, we've been paying 300, 400, 450, almost 500 sometimes. And we're not treated right. And we're not treated by World Trade. We're not treated right either, the World Trade Organization. China there is considered a developing nation. If you're a developing nation, you get massive tax advantages and other advantages. Well, I want the United States to be a developing nation then, okay? We should get the same advantages as China gets. Why should China get advantages over the United States? Because they got somebody to say they're a developing nation. And so that's under review also.
Mr. President, Secretary Pompeo was reportedly under investigation both for having staffers do personal errands like walking his dog and picking up his dry cleaning and concerns that he may have subverted the will of Congress with Saudi deals with Saudi arms deals. Are you concerned that he may have made this request to avoid an investigation?
Well, I don't know anything about it. I heard about it the same time maybe you heard about it. I don't know anything about it. I mean, you mean he's under investigation because he had somebody walk his dog from the government? I don't know. It doesn't sound... I don't think it sounds like that important. I mean, you have a man that's supposed to be... And he's a brilliant guy, number one at West Point, number one at Harvard, I believe, Harvard Law School, or close. But he was number one at West Point, number one at Harvard Law School, or very close to number one. And they're bothered because he's having somebody walk his dog, as you're telling me. I didn't know that. I didn't hear that. I didn't know about an investigation. But this is what you get with the Democrats. Here's a man supposed to be negotiating war and peace with major, major countries with weaponry like the world has never seen before. And the Democrats and the fake news media, they're interested in a man who's walking their dog. And maybe he's busy. And maybe he's negotiating with Kim Jong-un, okay, about nuclear weapons, so that he'd say, please, could you walk my dog? Do you mind walking my dog? I'm talking to Kim Jong-un, or I'm talking to President Xi about paying us for some of the damage they've caused to the world and to us. Please walk my dog. To who? A Secret Service person or somebody, right? I don't know. I think this country has a long way to go.
That's the President of the United States basically talking about something I wasn't planning to bring up because I don't think it's the biggest deal in the world. But there is a certain amount of criticism of the Trump administration because they fired a bunch of inspector generals, most dramatically the inspector general over the intelligence community, Michael Hutchinson. And the idea that you want to get rid of people and replace them with new people who are in the process of checking out allegations of scandal or conflict of interest. So what's the right way to open up? And what about the Obama-Trump feud? That and more coming up on the Medved Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
President Trump is still answering questions after his meeting with leaders of the restaurant industry at the White House. Let's go back live to the President of the United States.
I'm asking an interesting guy that question. But seriously, look, they wouldn't let him into China, but they'd let him into Europe, and they let him into all over the world, including the United States. It's lucky I did the ban. That's all I can tell you. It's lucky I did the ban. Okay, how about one or two more? Yeah.
How you're going to specifically make China be held responsible?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that question. Why would I tell you? Go ahead.
Will they be held responsible? Will you take steps to hold China responsible?
China should be held responsible for what they've done. They have hurt the world very, very badly. They've hurt themselves also, but they've hurt the world very, very badly. Yeah, they should be held responsible. Okay?
You tweeted recently that this whole whistleblower racket needs to be looked at very closely, and it is causing
I had a fake whistleblower. I had a fake whistleblower originally. He was a faker because when he looked at my, he wrote down a conversation that was totally different from the conversation I actually had with the president of Ukraine. It was a fake whistleblower. And by the way, everybody knows who he is. He's a political operative. You know that. John knows who he is. You know him better than anybody, John. Right? He's a faker. And he was a fake whistleblower. And it was a phony, disgraceful period of time. And we came out well. You know why we came out well? Because everyone recognized it for what it was. Just a political witch hunt. But he was a fake whistleblower. He wrote a story that bore no resemblance to the conversation that I had with the president of Ukraine. Nothing whatsoever. And by the way, the inspector general, he went by the whistleblower. He didn't want to see the conversation that I had. When he saw the conversation that I had, he said, well, that bears no resemblance to what the whistleblower said. Why did he look first before he ran to Congress? He ran to Congress like he couldn't get there fast enough with a whistleblower report. But when they offered him to see the actual conversation, and we called the head of Ukraine, and we said, we'd like to expose the conversation that we had, if you don't mind. He said, what was wrong with that? That conversation, as I say, was perfect. It was a perfect conversation. Not a thing said wrong. That's why we had, other than half a vote from Romney, and Romney's, you know, loser. But other than a half a vote we had from Romney, I got 52.5% to a half. In the House, we got 196 to nothing. 196 to nothing. The Republicans were so unified, not because they all liked me, but because they knew this was a horrible thing that happened. But he was a fake whistleblower. He reported on a conversation that didn't happen, just like Shifty Schiff. Shifty Schiff went up before Congress, because he has immunity. In other words, you can't put him in jail if he lies, because they have immunity in the halls of Congress, in the Great Hall. So he made a statement that was totally different from what I said. You know that. Eight times quid pro quo. There were no quid pro quos, nothing, zero. Eight times, over and over again. And he made it as though that was the conversation. But he knew that wasn't the conversation I had. And any place else, he would have been thrown out of office and put in jail for what he did. But he had immunity because he made it in the halls. It should be the opposite. If you make a statement like that, if you lie in, you should get double penalties. Okay? So, you know, that's the way it goes. So you had a phony whistleblower. And this other guy with the hydroxychloroquine, okay? Well, he went out. And he's the one that approved the hydroxychloroquine. He's the one that signed the application. He also happens to be, if you look, see whether or not, I won't put it on me, I'll put it on you. See whether or not he was a big contributor to the Democrats. See whether or not he wanted the Democrats to win. No, there's a lot of bad things coming out about
him. He's talking,
but you people don't want to write the news. You know, but if you look, but he's the one that signed the application. The very important form. He signed it. Now, if he doesn't believe in it, why would he sign it? And a lot of good things have come out about the hydroxy. A lot of good things have come out. And you'd be surprised at how many people are taking it, especially the frontline workers, before you catch it. The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it. I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine.
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine. When right now, yes.
News.
A couple of weeks ago, started taking it. Because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories. And if it's not good, I'll tell you right, I'm not going to get hurt by it. It's been around for 40 years for malaria, for lupus, for other things. I take it. Frontline workers take it. A lot of doctors take it. Excuse me. A lot of doctors take it. I take it. Now, I hope to not be able to take it soon because, you know, I hope they come up with some answer. But I think people should be allowed to. I got a letter from a doctor the other day from Westchester, New York, around the area. He didn't want anything. He just said, sir, I have hundreds of patients, and I give them hydroxychloroquine. I give them the Z-Pak, which is zithromycin, and I give them zinc. And out of the hundreds of patients, many hundreds, over 300 patients, I haven't lost one. He said, please keep pressing that, sir. And if you look at that phony report that was put in, that report on the hydroxy was given to people that were in extraordinarily bad condition. Extraordinarily bad. People that were dying. No, I think for whatever it's worth, I take it. I would have told you that 3-4 days ago, but we never had a chance because you never asked me the question.
Did the White House doctor recommend that you take that? Is that why you're taking it?
Yeah, White House doctor. Didn't recommend. No, I asked him, what do you think? He said, well, if you'd like it. I said, yeah, I'd like it. I'd like to take it. A lot of people are taking it. A lot of frontline workers are taking hydroxychloroquine. I don't take it because, hey, people said, oh, maybe he owns the company. No, I don't know the company. You know what? I want the people of this nation to feel good. I don't want them being sick. And there's a very good chance that this has an impact, especially early on. But you look at frontline workers, you look at doctors and nurses, a lot of them are taking it as a preventative. And they're taking, totally unrelated, but they take the Z-Pak or the zithromycin for possible infection. Now, I haven't taken that other than an original dose because all you need, you don't have to take it simultaneously. But the zinc you do take. So I'm taking the two, the zinc and the hydroxy. And all I can tell you is, so far, I seem to be okay.
Can you explain, sir, though, why you started taking it? Have you been exposed?
Yeah, because no, not at all. I just said that I've had so many letters from people. Like the one I told you about, I got it last week. I'll give you, would you like a copy of it? I'd love to give you, if you ask Molly, she'll give you a copy of it. But this is a doctor, he doesn't want anything, I don't know him, never heard of him. But he treats people that we're talking about. And he said out of hundreds of people that he's treated, he hasn't lost one. And he just wanted me to know about it, that's all. He wasn't saying, gee, can I have dinner with you, Mr. President? I'd like to come to the White House.
That's the President of the United States speaking at the White House with the revelation that he has personally begun taking the controversial anti-malarial drug, hydroxychloroquine. There have been all kinds of reports on that. President speaking, unscripted, Bill Barr, giving a very different message today, different than he's given in the past. We'll be speaking with Danielle Allen of Harvard, who says schools must open. How? We'll speak to her coming up on the MedVed Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is citing tremendous progress in the development of a coronavirus vaccine and a possible treatment or cure. During a White House roundtable with restaurant industry leaders, the president says things are looking up after encouraging results from an experimental vaccine.
To me, therapeutically, and cure is more important than vaccine because it's immediate. And we have something, even people that are very sick right now, we're trying to expedite everything so it goes really quickly, really, really quickly. Like, let's get it going.
The National Weather Service says the center of Tropical Storm Arthur is moving away from North Carolina. However, parts of the Outer Banks are expected to see tropical storm-like winds. The highest sustained winds from the storm are 50 miles an hour. The storm has dumped over 2 inches of rain in North Carolina and parts of Virginia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Blasey Ford claimed to have been groped by Justice Kavanaugh when he was a drunken 17-year-old. Tara Reid insists Joe Biden assaulted her when he was a 50-year-old senator and her boss. Moreover, the first time Dr. Ford ever spoke to anyone about her allegations came 30 years after the purported event, in conversation with her therapist, while Reid discussed her charges with at least four friends or family members in the same year they allegedly occurred. In neither case does it make sense to disqualify a candidate for high office based solely on dubious long-ago charges by a single accuser. Applying that standard to Biden means the Democrats should acknowledge the far flimsier grounds they had for attempting to destroy Justice Kavanaugh. Michael Medved Show. It is a pleasure and an honor, in fact, to welcome back to the program Dr. Danielle Allen. She is a political theorist at Harvard. She's also a contributing columnist for the Washington Post. And she has written some of the most sensible, practical, and persuasive outlines for getting the country back on track. Her most recent column, which we've posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com, is in the Washington Post. It's headlined, "We've Wasted Enough Time. We Must Figure Out How to Reopen Schools This Fall." Dr. Allen, thank you very much for joining us. Is that even realistic? I believe that there are many universities that have already announced they're not going to be opening up in the fall. What do they need to do to make it possible to open up public schools, universities, high schools, to open up around the country?
The most important thing that we need to do to open up schools again is to use testing and contact tracing and supported isolation for purposes of disease suppression. So what that means is that you are really using tests to follow chains of transmission, who's passing COVID to the next person and so forth. And the goal is to find every case so that you can have people quarantine or isolate and put the virus itself out of circulation. So our conversation nationally has gotten a little tangled up over whether or not our goal for testing should be mitigation, making the problem a little less bad than it is, or whether our goal should be suppression. really driving the disease to a really low prevalence so that we can safely open schools. My view is that we should absolutely be going for suppression. Taiwan did that. Taiwan saw GDP growth in the first quarter of this year. And I think that's the thing people have not really fully gotten their heads around, that there is a pathway that preserves lives, livelihoods, and liberties simultaneously. And it really is this pathway of using testing to suppress the disease.
Okay, we are doing a lot more testing right now, but we're still short of where we need to be with the testing, aren't we?
We are. And the basic issue is the traditional public health tool would have it that somebody tests positive, you trace their contacts, and then you quarantine all their contacts. The problem with COVID is that so many people, about 50% of people, are infectious even before they have any symptoms. So they're asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic. And so if you just quarantine people, you don't know for a spell whether or not those people who are quarantined are actually themselves positive. And so if you don't know that, then you don't trace their contacts. And so because COVID has this high percentage of people who pass it on without having any symptoms, you actually need to test that first group of contacts that you find. And then anybody who's positive, you trace all their contacts immediately and test all their contacts too. So for every person who tests COVID positive, I think we should even just do it yourself. If you test COVID positive, you should make sure everybody that you may have exposed to the disease goes out and gets a test. And again, next round of people, everybody who tests positive, make sure you tell everybody that you may have exposed to it, make sure they go get a test. And there should really be 25 further tests for every single person who tests positive.
Okay, but to actually actualize that, where is the person power? Where is the testing availability? I understand they are doing a lot better right now with test-at-home products, but some of them have also been reported to be unreliable. What about tests that produce false negatives?
So that's a great question. And so when I'm talking about testing, I'm talking about diagnostic testing. And so you have to distinguish between diagnostic testing, that tests for the presence of the virus, and antibody testing. Antibody testing is all over the map. It's not super helpful right now. So that we actually should have to put aside and not focus on that. But diagnostic testing is really very good. There are some new do-at-home kits for virus testing, antigen tests they're called. The gold standard is still the PCR test, which can be done either with the nasal swab or the saliva. And I recognize that lots of people don't want to go get that nasal swab. It sounds pretty unappealing. But really, it's a question of what can we all do to suppress this disease? Because the truth is, if we all are willing to go out there, get that test if we've been exposed, and if we're, you know, the good news is there's more saliva tests, which are easier to do. Go out and get that test, and we're actually helping suppress the disease. So the capacity is there. The lab capacity is there to process the test. At this point, the thing that's holding us back is not enough people are actually going and making an appointment for a test.
Okay. Do you know something about the cost of these tests? Who would pay the cost? And what is the cost? I've heard of people paying close to $1,000 for a test.
So I think that probably is, again, in that category of antibody tests where people are trying to figure out if they have immunity. And so those tests are all over the map in terms of quality. People are really charging kind of piracy charges for those. So that's definitely not the thing to do. The PCR tests, the virus tests, you can go to CVS, you can go to Rite Aid. I think Walmart has some clinics at this point. The way it's paid for varies from state to state. The actual cost of a test, the whole thing, kit and processing, is about $25 per test. So that's when the test is getting sent to a lab. So to some extent, insurance pick it up. Some states are actually doing free testing, so you have to really check what your own state is doing. The do-at-home kits for the virus testing, for the antigen testing, are about $135 a kit, and that private people are paying for. But if you go to a clinic, you can also go to one of the federally certified health centers that exist all over the country. I believe they're doing tests for free. So it's a mixture of insurance covering tests, free tests, and some private market tests. I do think that's a challenge. It would be good if we could kind of clean up that system so it was very clear to everybody, A, that it was affordable and or free, and B, how to do it. So we have a problem of a lot of confusion in the landscape at the moment.
And part of the confusion is that this question about bringing kids back to school is not just for the kids. We have about 8 million Americans so far who have left the workforce. They've just stopped working, looking for jobs. Some of those folks are staying home to take care of kids because they have no alternative. And for us to get the economy restarted, isn't getting kids back into school priority number one?
Getting kids back to school is priority number one for the kids. It's priority number one for the economy. We need it all around. We have to do it safely. So I'm not saying open schools at all costs, right? I am saying we want to make sure that what we have is achieved a world of safety so we can open schools safely. But the truth is we do actually have the capacity to test at levels that can suppress the disease. And so at this point, it really is a question of whether or not, you know, we can ourselves as community members motivate each other if we've been exposed to go out and get a test. If we're positive, to make sure that a sort of chain of transmission, at least 25 people long, has gone and gotten a test. It's like that 6 degrees of separation concept. Any person who's positive is probably connected to 25 other people who really ought to have a test. And so contact tracing helps, and the job of a contact tracer is to find those 25 people and make sure they get a test. But, you know, we don't actually have to wait for contact tracers. It's totally a do-it-yourself possibility. If you have tested COVID positive, if you have been exposed to COVID, you should get a test. You should make sure everybody you've been exposed to gets a test. I really think this is something that, as a matter of civic duty, we have to do for one another to contribute to getting the economy going in a safe way.
Last question, and the minute we have remaining. What do you say to people who are worried about the privacy invasion involved with all of this contact tracing?
Contact tracing I'm talking about is manual, meaning there's a human being who calls and says, you know, you've been exposed to the virus by somebody you know. And there are different ways of doing this. So if a person is COVID positive, they speak to a tracer and they can decide, do they want the information to be passed on anonymously? Do they want the person who's warned to know where the warning comes from? And so forth. So there's a lot of tailoring to specific circumstance. And there's no need to save the data in a database of where a given person has moved around. There was in the beginning of the pandemic a lot of talk about digital apps, and it may be that down the road there's some use of digital apps as a way to support in public spaces, subways, and things like that, being able to alert people when it's a stranger that you've interacted with. But at the moment, what we're talking about is purely manual contact tracing. People have just complete control over their own data, their own privacy. It's a routine part of public health methods. We use it in this country for measles outbreaks, for tuberculosis outbreaks on a regular basis. It's all, you know, and connected already to existing privacy protocols.
That's Danielle Allen of Harvard. Her most recent column posted at our website, michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-7000. 6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MedVed.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Medved show, President Trump appeared to be in a good and positive mood, maybe partially because the stock market went up so very dramatically today. Went up 912 points in the final analysis. President Trump was in a very positive mood, and at least on the sections of his press availability that I heard, I did not hear it all, he did not appear to be going after Barack Obama and Obamagate. He did speak about, do you have it to play? Oh, he did say that Obama was the worst president ever, and there's a great deal of this going on. He also suggested that he thought that Adam Schiff should be imprisoned for things that he said in his role as a congressman. He said, and he made the point that you should be subject to criminal prosecution for things that you say as you serve in Congress, even more than what you would say as a civilian. And I'm not sure how saying something that you may dispute would lead you to be arrested and to serve a long prison term as a civilian either, not in any America that I recognize. But this morning, there's so much going on right now. And I was relieved to see a story about something that the Attorney General of the United States, our top law enforcement officer, said this morning. The story is reported in the Washington Post. Attorney General William P. Barr said today he did not expect the prosecutor he handpicked to review the 2016 FBI investigation into President Trump's campaign would be investigating former President Barack Obama or former Vice President Joe Biden. An assertion, the Washington Post writes, likely to dismay Trump and his conservative allies. While noting he was not taking aim at Trump's comments specifically, Barr lambasted what he called the, quote, increasing attempts to use the criminal justice system as a political weapon. And boy, is this needed, and boy, is this important. He says the legal tactic has been to gin up allegations of criminality by one's political opponents based on the flimsiest of legal theories. This is not a good development. He then specifically dismissed the idea that Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham, who has been examining how the FBI handled the 2016 investigation into possible coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia, would look at Obama or Biden. In other words, this entire idea, I mean, the president retweeted a tweet this morning that said Obama was the most corrupt president in U.S. history. Thank you. Have a good night. Hashtag Obamagate. And then Trump retweeted it saying 100% correct. And it is very, very strange right now when he's not running against Obama. And I know he's running against Obama's vice president. But the entire idea is bad for the president. It's bad for the republic. It's bad for the political process. And frankly, I don't think it's going to work. As to President, here's what Bill Barr said. He said, as to President Obama and Vice President Biden, whatever their level of involvement, based on the information I have today, I do not expect Mr. Durham's work will lead to a criminal investigation of either man. Our concern over potential criminality is focused on others. And probably some of those people at the FBI that you already know about, people like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, etc. We cannot allow this process to be hijacked by efforts to drum up criminal investigations of either candidate, Barr said, referring to Trump and Biden, Trump's presumptive Democratic opponent. Barr has in the past sought to publicly warn Trump about getting too involved in Justice Department business. In February, for example, he went on ABC News, remember that, to declare Trump's tweets about Justice Department business make it impossible for me to do my job. And the Attorney General privately told people close to Trump he'd considered resigning over the matter. Barr also said that any investigations of presidential candidates first need his approval. Durham, the Washington Post reports, is broadly exploring the Russia investigation. Jeff Jensen, the U.S. attorney in St. Louis, is examining the prosecution of Flynn, which has been dropped, of course, but now it's going to be reviewed by Judge Sullivan. All of this involvement trying to look back on criminality that allegedly occurred a very long time ago seems to me to be an unworthy, toxic element in our political process. This was Attorney General Barr this morning talking about the Durham investigation that is ongoing.
The Durham investigation is trying to get to the bottom of what happened, and it will determine whether there were any federal laws broken, and if there were, those who broke the laws will be held to account. But this cannot be, and it will not be, a tit-for-tat exercise. We are not going to lower the standards just to achieve a result. The only way to stop this vicious cycle, the only way to break away from a dual system of justice, is to make sure that we scrupulously apply the single and proper standard of justice for everybody. Now, under the longstanding standards of the department, criminal charges are appropriate only when we have enough evidence to prove each element of a crime.
Okay, and what he is saying is it is very unlikely they will have enough evidence to prove a crime by either Vice President Biden or by President Obama. The problem with attacking President Obama is that President Obama is frankly more impressive and less questionable than Joe Biden. In other words, given the fact that President Trump is running against Biden, who's a highly vulnerable candidate, why would he want to bring Obama into it? And Obama is also less vulnerable in terms of his ongoing popularity. He appears to be, according to everybody who polls it, more popular than he ever has been. Now, Obama, of course, is responding poorly. He, over the weekend, gave a commencement speech to the historically black colleges and university graduates. It was online. And he talked about how people in the U.S. government had done a less than stellar job, had done an inadequate job in the early days of responding to the coronavirus. He never mentioned President Trump's name. President Trump answered back. He has hit back, as he does, with more attacks on President Obama's criminality, saying that the Obamagate, as he puts it, was the biggest crime in all of American political history. And the notion, the question I would have is, he became extremely incensed at his prior attorney general, Jeff Sessions, who is now running to reclaim his old Senate seat in Alabama. And frankly, I hope he wins because I want to see a Republican Senate continue. But will President Trump now have that same sort of anger and rage against Bill Barr, despite the loyalty which Bill Barr has displayed time and time again? There are various columns that claim that they know why, psychologically, President Trump is attacking Obama again. As a political strategy, it has to be deeply dubious. When we come back, we're going to talk about something else that was deeply dubious, which was the attempt to destroy Clarence Thomas. It was an attempt in which Joe Biden was directly involved. And right now, there is a brand new film. You can see it tonight for free on PBS. It's an outstanding film. I've watched the whole thing. In fact, I'm going to watch it again because it's inspiring. It features Justice Thomas in his own voice talking about his amazing and inspiring life. We'll be speaking to the filmmaker, the writer, director, and producer of that film, who has his own current controversy with the Congress, Michael Pack, coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.